The nation's highest court has ruled an anti-abortion group can challenge an Ohio law that bars people from making false statements about political candidates during a campaign. The case involves the conservative Susan B. Anthony List. Back in 2010, that group wanted to run an ad against former U.S. Representative Stephen Driehaus, saying he supported taxpayer-funded abortion. He didn't. But he did support President Obama's Affordable Care Act, and the group says that support amounted to support for taxpayer-funded abortion. Driehaus claimed the ads were false because they misrepresented the true facts and therefore they violated the state's false speech law, and the state elections commission found probable cause that he was correct. But after Driehaus lost that election, he dropped the suit. Susan B. Anthony List hasn't given up the fight, though. The group says it will move quickly to try to have the law tossed out. In an interview with Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles, Ohio State University law professor Dan Takagi says he thinks the Susan B. Anthony List might have a good shot at striking down at least part of the law.
I think there are some portions of Ohio's false campaign speech law that are quite vulnerable to a constitutional challenge and, in my opinion, probably should be struck down. On the other hand, there are other aspects of it that may be upheld. The law is designed to get at false statements made in the course of a political campaign, and we can all, I think, see that there is some harm that comes from knowingly false statements made in political campaigns. On the other hand, there are serious free speech interests under the First Amendment, and there's a real worry that truthful statements about candidates will be chilled as a result of Ohio's law.
So you said there are some portions of the law that you think should be struck down. Tell me about those.
I think the portion of Ohio's law that's most difficult to defend is its prohibition on false statements in the context of initiative campaigns and referendum campaigns. You can't defame a ballot measure in the same way that you can defame a person. On the other hand, I think some aspects of Ohio's law are at least defensible on the ground that they're designed to prevent defamation or libel, that is, knowingly false statements or statements that are made in reckless disregard of whether they're true or false. The state may be able to defend that aspect of the law against the extent that it prohibits speech that would rise to the level of defamation under established First Amendment law.
The Susan B. Anthony List is saying that they're going to take this to court. So what does that mean for Ohioans, and what does that mean for this law in the short term?
I think it's a really good thing that Susan B. Anthony won this portion of the case and will be able to make its very important First Amendment claims in court. And the court, I expect, will take into consideration the chilling effect that this law has, as well as the justifications that the state presents in support of this law, including the need to prevent defamatory statements. And at the end of the day, it's part of our system that federal courts make a decision as to whether a law does or does not comply with the First Amendment.
OSU law professor Dan Takagi notes other states have similar laws in their books, and if this law is eventually struck down in court, it could affect those laws as well.